We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lines from the Commanders schedule. I got those Spirit tickets that could be yours coming up in 13 minutes as well. Couple of notes on Game 6 for your Washington Capitals. So, Tom Wilson skated, and Tom Wilson being back on the ice, I think, led to this kind of frenzy of, well, maybe he's going to play. He skated by himself, not at a time when the team was practicing, probably testing out the leg and seeing how he felt, right? He's not playing in this game. I'm standing by the fact we're not going to see him in this series. I think this is, you know, a week-to-week thing, not a day-to-day thing. But I do wonder if it could lead to some type of bounce for his mates, that he's on the ice, that he's still gutting through it. I mean, when I was told he wasn't playing again in the series, I was also told at that time that he is lobbying to play. He wants to brace up and try to do everything he can to go back on the ice. I mean, he's a hockey dude. That's what they do. And that's why they haven't ruled him out. I think that's why they haven't been definitive with the injury, because he's a tough guy who's begging and pleading to probably skate as soon as possible. But I do wonder if there's any kind of motivational bounce, if you can get an energy boost out of just seeing him trying to push. Because in some way, and maybe I'm just reaching here, Stretch Armstrong style, in his mind he's going, these guys are going to be playing for weeks. I got to make sure that I'm ready whenever I can get back on the ice to help them finish the job. And if you see him grinding and him working through it, like if he thought you were getting eliminated tonight, if he thought Game 6 was the end of the road, or even Game 7 coming up on Sunday, well, he just shuts it down. He lays on the couch. He's, I think, getting married this offseason. He just plans for whatever's next, but he's not doing that. And I wonder if there's any kind of a philosophical bounce from that that the guys could get, because it was the first time he's been on ice in several days, obviously. Ilya Samsonov's going to be in net. We know that after morning skate. I don't think that was in question, but he obviously had been solved to some extent. I don't think it was his fault to give up the number of goals he did in the 5-3 loss, going back to Game 5. He's come back down to earth. You knew that was coming. How has he played in the series is still, to me, the more relevant question than, you know, how many goals were his fault in the last game or whatever. He's outperformed statistically Sergei Bobrovsky in this series. If you want to look up the numbers, if you want to watch all of the film, do whatever you want to do. He's been the best goalie in the series, circuit to circuit, for the time he's been on ice. He's got a 2.68 goals against, better than Bob. He's got a 9.23 save percentage, better than Bob. Sammy has given them a shot. And I'm going to talk to Al Kokin today, who was on the call of the end of the game, filled in for Joe B, as he lost his voice in Game 5 in Florida. He's going to be joining me at 6 o'clock tonight. And I can ask him about Samsonov. But I'll be curious to see what he says and if he agrees with me. They're not in trouble because of Sammy. They collapsed. They played poorly. They didn't do any of the things they needed to after they went up 3-0 to maintain that lead. They got too cute in the neutral zone. They turned the puck over too many times. But I didn't think it was necessarily a goaltender issue. You could say Game 2 was if you want. I don't think that's been the case since. So if they get run tonight and they get eliminated, you know, barring a bad performance from Ilya Samsonov, the storyline is not going to be that their lack of goaltending caught up to them, which is how I thought this series was going to go. I thought they'd get bounced and that Florida would score 5 or 6 goals a game and that their goaltending would be suspect to bad and that we would be crushing Brian McClellan for not going and getting a goalie at the deadline. And right now, it does not look like we are headed toward that narrative or that conversation. A couple other notes really quickly on Game 6 tonight for the Panthers. Carter Verhaeghe did not skate today. He had the five-point game. He almost single-handedly beat the Capitals in Game 5, it felt like. He was unbelievable, best player on the ice. So him not being able to skate this morning could be huge. That does not mean he won't play, for sure, but it's a possibility. It's on the table now. And it doesn't sound like Mason Marchment is going to be back in the lineup. I declared him after Game 1 my least favorite Panther for the rest of the series, although Verhaeghe took a big step toward that with 5 points in Game 5. But Marchment missed Game 5. He's not going to be on the ice, it doesn't sound like, tonight. So if they're without two of their key players, neither are probably as important to their cause as Tom Wilson is for the Capitals, it's all the more reason why Washington should be able to hang tonight, should be able to get off to a fast start and to play winning hockey. And all you got to do, again, is push this thing back to Florida, and then the pressure's on them. In a series where you've been great on special teams and they've been bad. In fact, the Caps are 16 for 16 on the penalty kill going into tonight, number one in the NHL in the playoffs. And their power play has been number three, 6 goals and 20 tries. So the inverse of that is that the Panthers have the worst power play and a terrible penalty kill so far. And you hope those things keep up. But you need more 5-on-5, specifically out of Alex Ovechkin and his line. Ovi's still looking for his first goal 5-on-5 in the series. Caps have outshot Florida in the first period. They're plus 4. Second period, though, in shots, minus 14. Third period in shots, minus 11. Some of our notes as we get ready for Game 6. Grant and Danny going to keep you up to date on the Caps all day long. Michael Phillips on the Commander's schedule next, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.